Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, back again for more independent music.
Is that what we play?
We try. The Radio St. Pete.
You forgot for a second.
I did. My brain. I'm getting older.
Oh, my God.
This is the Indie Circuit.
Senior moment.
Wow. Yes.
The Indecent Circuit. No, yeah. It's the Indie Circuit.
Or it might be a beer.
Beer.
Beer moment. I had a beer moment where all the suds and hops were shorting out my neurons.
It's a pre-beer o'clock moment.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sitting there like, I'm talking, but man, I'm thinking about that beer I'm going to have.
It's a foreshadowing. Yes, it's a foreshadowing.
Yes.
Anyway.
And this is the Indie Circuit, a Radio St. Pete exclusive show. My name is Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And we are here to give you the glory of awesome independent music with a flavoring of B-movie shenanigans with a little dab of talk.
And more lies.
Talky McTalkerson.
That's our third.
That's the third act.
That's the third act.
That's
yeah.
not true
act
at all.
Act three.
Act three is usually the Radio Candy.
Yeah, Radio Candy segment. Yes. Yeah.
Because we did get a couple new.
We did. Wow.
Couple new songs
more
from
candy.
Yep. And but you know we got contacted by somebody local, some record thing, and I wrote back saying, okay, yeah, send me your stuff because that's what I do. If you're a local radio artist, or your local artist, get a hold of us. But I wrote back and I never heard back from him. I'm like, well, come on now.
So, well, I mean, in all honesty, if you're listening to the show, it doesn't have to be local. It could be from anywhere. It could be from all over the world. We love.
We are the world.
We are the children. Send us some music from Japan, from Australia, from Outer Mongolia, wherever you want. Iceland,
Astoria.
Finland, Astoria,
oh,
Antarctica,
I
anywhere, please.
I forgot because we had a listener in Astoria. On the Slow Robot A Go-Go.
Oh.
And I wanted to download the
cool.
national anthem and play it, and I forgot. Darn it. I had to remember to get that. Astoria.
Oh, okay.
I had to look up what the heck Astoria was, and I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah. I remember when I used to live in New York in Queens, I think there was an area called Astoria, but it's not that country. It's
no.
a different Astoria.
No.
As it were.
As it was and will be forever.
Yes, that's right.
Here's some music to wash that out of your ears.
Podges. We don't need no stinking budget! Oh no!
We'll be right back. the legend of Frankenstein once again brings terror and nightmare to the screen in Lady Frankenstein. Joseph Cotten is Baron Frankenstein.
The one in his face.
Devil with his face, I don't care what he looks like. I want him to live.
Sarah Bay is Lady Frankenstein.
That is what they call your father's life's work, a monster, and they're right.
They are not right.
She's beautiful, she's evil, and she'll do anything for love.
Would you like to have my body bend to you? Would you like to make love to me?
She creates a new, more terrifying monster. And only the monster she creates can satisfy her strange desires. Using her beauty and her scalpel, she cuts deeply into men's hearts.
Yes, you're right. Kill it.
There has never been a movie like Lady Frankenstein. Rated R.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We're never ready. One more for the BOD.
What's the BOD?
That is the hub of all entertainment ever, anywhere, for your head. And
really?
And brain.
Yep. And your ears.
So, hey, listen, folks. Huh. If you are out there on the internet looking for exciting new things to delve into, you know, go chase down the rabbit hole, as it were, why don't you go to bunchofdorks.com? There you're going to find three buttons, all filled with mystery and wonder and amusement and smarts and brains and dumbness.
Huh, all of that on one package?
And opposing views.
Opposing views.
Like point and counterpoint. But better.
But better.
Not
and
at all.
For free.
And for free. That's the big key. That's the kicker.
That's
so
the kicker.
So listen, if you're looking for some new podcasts to listen to, have a lot of time on your hands at work or other, go to bungeedorks.com, choose from any of the three buttons. They're all glorious. You got Slow Robot to Go-Go.
Two-dimension comic book podcast. The comic book podcast with no direction, where there are a lot of comic book.
Yeah, directionless.
Directionless
comic,
comic books. A lot of talk.
And then the bottom one is music. And just random talk. That's the namesake. That's Bunch of Dorks. It's the longest running podcast in the history of ever.
It's been running for so long that its legs are really tired.
It's
but
the
it keeps
podcast
going.
Too dumb to die.
It's like the little engine.
So
that
go check them all out. Enjoy them. Tell a friend to enjoy them.
Tell an
spread
enemy.
The word.
See this? This is my boomstick.
Venom in her veins and lust in her eyes. A woman of flesh becomes a venomous viper.
I've sucked the years out of your body. It was the only way I could be a human and a woman again.
Plunging her fangs into warm flesh, she sucks the life from the bodies of men.
As long as I'm alive, you'll feed off my venom and stay young.
But I don't want to change.
Of course, if you want to escape from me, you still can, if you dare.
Only a human lover could restore her human skin.
You made love to another man?
I had to stay human.
Only the cobra could satisfy her unearthly desires.
Fanging a snake is like castrating a man.
The most terrifying picture you will ever see. Night of the Cobra Woman. From New World Pictures. In color, rated R.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
We are waiting for the sun. In 40 something, you're more and more.
everybody be cool. You be cool.
A black cat, cool as a naked blade, that's TNT Jackson. This hit lady's charms will break both your arms. With a dynamite barge, she's a female hit squad. You best treat her fine or she'll shatter your spine. You know you've been kissed by her ebony fist when the blood from your face stains her diamond necklace. There's nobody blacker than this foxy attacker. If you can dig action, you'll get satisfaction from TNT Jackson. Rated R.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Mock! Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird!
Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring!
Diamond ring!
And if that diamond ring don't
sing! Yikes! Holy, lots of music, yes. Batman. That was, we start out with Dirty Fuse, that awesome surf band. And then the second segment was all about the Bob Goblin, which it often is. Played for you, Waiting for the Sun, White Lines, and Hide from Tomorrow.
All right.
Now we're here talking.
All right. Boy. So are we going to do our B-movie awards?
For the Oscars? If we wouldn't have thrown them in the garbage can, I probably would.
Okay.
Good. We might be back for our fourth segment. We'll just straighten them out.
Well, there's yours right there in the corner. Mine is in here, but no, in the meantime.
On our other B-movie podcast, the Slow Robot A Go-Go podcast, Well, we did in honor of
we
the,
should do it for the we first will. Segment.
In honor of the Oscars, we did our own B movie Oscars.
That's right.
They're way better.
They are way better.
So but then after it, I crumbled up and threw it in the garbage can, and I'll have to dig it out and like kind of iron them flat so I can read them again.
Yeah, get the old iron out. Steam it. Yeah, so we'll do that.
Boy, this week I was watching the local Bay News 9 thing. There's a guy on there, like one of the anchors, who's like been there forever. He's wearing this watch. It looks like it's Flavor Flav, the clock from his chest.
Yeah.
It looks like that's on his wrist now.
Wow.
And I'm like, is that what cool is now?
That's
like
cool,
those watches that are like as big as like our heads. Yeah. You're like.
Bay News 9. Yes.
Yikes.
Yes, exactly. Yikes. Yeah.
This is the biggest air quotes in the world, news.
Yeah, but, well, hey, constantly repeating.
News. I was going to say, if you want to know if you're going to be in traffic or if it's going to rain, watch Bay News 9.
What my favorite mind-numbing channel is? There's one channel somewhere we have where it's just the traffic. And they go from 275 to 19 or whatever. You're just looking at traffic.
You always find these wacky channels. I never find the shenanigans.
Yeah, you just have to look. You know, you have to be adventurous with your TV.
That's the problem. I'm not. Hey, here's some hard candy.
Hard candy, not that movie.
Here's not hard candy. Here's some radio candy spots that they spent from this. Let's see. Oh, my God. We can't play them. That'll be BOD. Got a new band on BOD, the Ubangies.
So you have to listen to BOD to get the full impact of what we're talking about.
But here is our Radio Candy spot for this week. We'll be right back.
You see, there's this girl, Vicky Valancourt. She may be the devil. Mama said that. Consequently, I'm prohibited from contact with her. But I hope to get past that one day because she's nice to talk to.
You know what it is, man? CZ. What's that? L.A., Buffalo, N.Y., we all around. Let's do it! Do it, do it, do it, do it. Get to the money, I do it, do it. Fluent, 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 fluent. Wanna rip on these checks, I'm fluent, fluent. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Pull up on the drop, drop, woo. Let's get it. With it, with it, with it, with it. Pull up to the SCT, I'm with it. Yeah.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Sitting here counting drinks with my fingers, line them up again, start counting them with my toes. I can't do the math no more, I should be calling it quits for sure. Instead I tell the barkeep, hey, let's have a few more of those. Never cared if I lived or died, but this nightly suicide keeps me alive till I decide it's time to go. The shadows on the wall, they all are dancing, but the people all around me sitting still. The shadows, they all turn on me like I see what I ain't supposed to see. They say keep drinking, I say you bet I will. Never cared if I lived or died, but this nightly suicide keeps me alive till I decide it's time to go. I've loved some, fought some, drank some, that's what my life been about. Went south, went wrong, went down, but now I know what I can't live without. In the glass behind the bar, I see the future. Through the shot glass in my hand, I see the past. I'm sharing a bottle with a fairy man, saving a coin for his bony hand. But he can wait by the river till I've drunk my last. Never cared if I lived or died, but this might be suicide keeps me alive till I decide it's time to go. This might be suicide keeps me alive till I decide. Till I decide, it's time to go.
It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Brent, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis, duh, okay. I knew that.
Earth to Brent, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
Earth to Brent, would you guys stop it already?
She didn't see it coming. Death by texting. She didn't see it coming. Death by texting. Drove and texted. Eyes not on the street. She had no clue that our cars were soon to meet.
See her driving down the street.
Down the street.
The new brand of roadkill meat.
Roadkill meat.
Car A, she couldn't see.
Couldn't see.
I was the guy driving in car B.
Just another texting moron. Just another texting moron. Give it to your cell phone's will. Just another texting moron. Texting in the cell. Just another texting moron. Give it to your cell phone's will.
by texting. He didn't see it coming. Death by texting. People stood and stared. It was quite vexing. They didn't see it coming. Death by texting.
See her driving down the street.
Down the street.
The new brand of roadkill meat.
Roadkill meat.
In car A, she couldn't see.
Couldn't see.
I was the guy driving in car B.
Just another texting moron. The texting imbecile. Just another texting moron. Give it to your cell phone's will. Just another texting moron. The texting imbecile. Just another texting moron. Give it to your cell phone's will. In heaven, sitting with Saint Pete, we hit our phones, tried to be discreet. We saw Saint Peter, he looked perplexed. He said you got here early, but still you want a text. Just another texting moron, the texting imbecile. Just another texting moron, give it to your cell phone's will. Just another texting moron, the texting imbecile. Just another texting moron, give it to your cell phone's will.
Texting the cell phone's your brain.
Okay, that was Radio Candy. The first one I played was Nightly Suicide by LA artist RJ Comer off of his EP of the same name. Then what was the second one? Oh my gosh.
The texting song?
No, that wasn't the texting song. Then the second one was Turn Up, the indie artist Ezra Forrest's track from New York. Then the last one was Death by Texting from My Son the Bum.
Texting. Death wow. By texting. Wow.
It makes you think.
You know when
I don't think very often.
When I was a kid, they used to show us driver's ed movies in high school.
Red asphalt, blood on the streets.
Yeah. Now I wonder if like they're gonna have like, you know, red texting.
I have a DVD of those.
Those are horrible.
Those
man.
Driver's ed.
Man. And they would show them to you after lunch. That was the worst part.
They're like, and this is what happens to your brains.
Now it's texting. Hey, are you texting? Look, boink.
You're going to die immediately.
Yeah, anyway. Ah. So anyway, as we alluded to previously.
Hey, B-movie Oscars coming up.
B-movie Oscars, everybody.
A big thank you to Dr. Morbius. He actually went over to the corner of the studio and picked up my crumpled ball of garbage.
Yeah, picked up the garbage.
Straightened it up.
And we have a bit now for the show.
Hey, a show bit.
A show bit, yeah.
There's no bit like show bit.
That's right, exactly. Okay. So what are they? Well, let's go through the categories. You
okay.
first.
The categories are costume, actor, actress, director, picture, best picture, producer, special effects, makeup, best score, best documentary, best supporting actor, best supporting actress, and cinematographer.
All right, go first. You first. Who's all the best? Right. What's the greatest best costume? You can change it too.
Yeah, the best costume I put down as Gabrielle Meyer for her work on Planet of the Vampires.
For the sleek, sexy black vampire outfit.
Yeah, the Planet of the Vampires was like, 1957, I think?
No, 60s.
Oh, okay.
60s. Mario Bava, baby.
Yeah, sorry. I was really struck by like how they were actually, they looked used. They were, as the movie went on, like wear was happening to the to the astronauts' outfits and stuff. I just thought it was very cool.
Yeah, so, definitely. Yeah, it was a great movie too.
Again, yeah, it was
a great B movie. That's what we do.
That's what we do on the Slow Robot,
which is another podcast you must listen to every week because there are nuggets of greatness in every show. That's right.
Okay, what do you got? What
costume, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. King of, a costume.
King of everything.
He's not stop motion. He's not CGI. In the original movie, he's a guy in a suit, so it counts.
And jumping around and kicking stuff over.
Exactly. And, destroying Tokyo and everywhere.
Toho, we love you.
Toho, go, go, Toho.
Yup.
All right. Actor. What's an actor? I'll go.
Best actor. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to go Peter Cushing, my buddy, my favorite from Hammer movies, Dr. Frankenstein, and... he was the greatest.
Decades.
He was the from the 40s through the 80s. He was around through the 80s. And he was the great. He was great in Tales from the Crypt as the old man that comes back from the dead. What a great. I mean, I know people that were when they saw that still or that image. It was in the trailer. They got scared by it. You know, when he comes back from the grave there, and he didn't need much makeup either for that.
That's
awesome. Just a little eye black polish over.
I didn't realize how long he was around until I started doing the Slow Robot. Uh-huh. Like I knew him from. End of career stuff, but I didn't realize how long he was doing it.
Late 40s through the 50s, it's awesome. 60s. 60s and 70s was prime, 80s, towards the end. And, of course, Christopher Lee went on for many more decades. And
I thought you'd have Christopher Lee.
It's a close one. Christopher Lee did do more B-movies, but Cushing, I don't know, I have a soft spot for the Cush.
That's what these are all about, celebrating who we love. And my best actor...
I know who it is, but I'm not going to tell
anybody. My best actor is Kurt Russell.
The computer who wore tennis shoes, Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Snake Plissken.
Jack Burton. Me, Jack Burton from from the Big Trouble Little China, Escape from L.A., Escape from New York.
And The Hateful Eight.
And one of my favorite that no one talks about, Soldier.
That's right.
He says like 13 words.
That's right.
I don't care. Awesome. He's just one of my favorite actors. He's great.
He's great. You know? He's a great actor.
All right. What do you got next? Who's your favorite actress?
Well, my next three are kind of like a sweep of the awards, but
run with them. Do them all three.
Actress is my favorite. Barbara Steele. I always loved her movies. She creeped me out. She was beautiful and scary at the same time.
The original Morticia. The original
Scream Queen. Actually, yeah. From basically. Well, these three movies, these three categories relate to one of my favorite movies of all time, Black Sunday. Actress Barbara Steele, director Mario Bava, and picture Black Sunday. A great, great atmospheric 60s B movie. You got to check it out. It's got like everything. It's almost like a Universal, but amped up to like a point where it's like sexier and scarier.
Yeah,
but not too much, It's like no gore, black and white, so you still got that vibe. But scarier and a lot wrong in a lot of areas, but not disgusting, So yeah, best actor Steele, director Bava, and picture Black Sunday. What about you?
Nice. Okay, mine are disjointed for the most part. My favorite actress is Riko Ike, who is from Sex and Fury. She's the samurai sword wielding murderess, and she did a lot of the pinky violence. Very beautiful, very powerful. Very, stunning.
But she's not Lady Snowblood, is she?
No, she's not. Which that was, I was like, because as I thought about the Lady Snowblood actress, who was the same.
Yeah.
But I kind of leaned more towards Riko.
Suave.
Yes. And then my favorite director is John Carpenter.
Right.
My God, he's done everything he touches turns to gold in my eyes.
Right.
And then my favorite picture is Death Race 2000, which is always in my top five, usually my top two.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, I have The Day the Earth Stood Still, Godzilla, and Death Race 2000 are the three that are like reign supreme in my world.
Right.
They kind of switch which was number one from time to time, but,
And then four is Debbie Does Dallas, and then five is Behind the Green Door.
Yes.
And so on and so forth.
Right, sure, why not?
And Scooby-Dooby.
Okay, so who is your favorite producer?
The one, the only. It was a tough one, but I played a trick, because that way I got Mario Bava and Roger Corman.
We both have Roger Corman.
Because Roger Corman is a director, a great director as well, but I got him as producer because he did a lot more as a producer.
Greatest.
Than as a director.
Ever. Yeah. He's mine too. Roger Corman, is not even a B movie. I think he's the greatest producer of all time. Like,
he could be. He could be.
He's awesome, man.
He entertains us for many, many, many
decades. No fuss, no muss, down to earth, let's go.
Down and dirty, get it
down
done.
Down and dirty, get it done, and boom, make some
sell
money.
It, make some money. There you go.
Sell the sizzle, get it, next one going. That's it.
Yeah, not the steak. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, special effects, King Kong, Willis O'Brien. I mean, stop motion, the king, yeah. The guy who invented it pretty much. Amazing what this guy did back in the 30s with the making of the creature, the King Kong and the other monsters and the stop motion. Unbelievable. I don't have the patience for that.
No. And I have his protege, Ray Harryhausen.
Just
revolutionized
1A and 1B.
Yep. Oh yeah, just he revolutionized movies for all time. You know, you think back of those, both of those guys.
Okay, I got for makeup, the man with a thousand face, man of a thousand faces, Lon Chaney. I mean, amazing what this guy did with minimal makeup and effects. The scariest, creepiest Phantom of the Opera, London After Midnight, could do anything. The guy was a genius.
That's awesome. And I have Rob
Bottin from The Thing and others.
And I, the only reason I have him is because he made the three boob lady on Total Recall.
There you go.
So you can see the extent of my brain.
Yes, there you go. I got for best
little score, or none. Yes,
or one track.
One track. Get your mind out of the gutter. That's what my dad used to say.
Yeah. Okay. Best score, of course, Morricone for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. One of the greatest, most memorable. Almost this music is as integral as anything else in the movie.
Incredible.
It's not incidental. It's part of the movie.
Without
if you
it,
took it out, it would kill the movie.
Wouldn't be the same. Yeah, it's one of the greatest ever. I'm with you on that one. I had a twofer on this one because I couldn't decide. So I put Godzilla, which is Akira
Ifukube.
And The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which is Marconi. Actually, I even got the vinyl Hateful Eight Marconi.
Yeah, and I'm surprised you didn't put Carpenter in there too. Would have been too many.
Carpenter's like synthesizers. I love it. Yeah, it's a crazy town. So Godzilla and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for the best score.
Okay,
best documentary.
Go for it. Well, you had
I had The King of Kong, which
I thought was about King Kong. But
nope,
it's about the
reason that one's like the best. Documentaries because there's actually a villain in this one. Like, they make the current reigning champion for the Donkey Kong a villain, a bad guy, which he is kind of a smarky, jerky kind of a guy in general. So I think playing him up to be evil was easy, and yeah. it made the whole documentary like good versus evil. You know, he was, you know, the other guy who's trying to become the champion is the Rocky story and how everyone in the world's against him and everything. It's just a funny movie. It's an odd documentary.
All right, I got I went off the grid. It's a documentary called "The Man Who Saw Frankenstein Cry" about a great European Spanish horror actor, Paul Naschy. Very touching, very interesting. You learn a lot about somebody that you may not have known too much about, and I do enjoy his movies a lot. So yeah, okay. I got for best supporting actor the man who made hundreds of movies, John Carradine.
And he made his son.
And his son, too, who was another great B-movie guy, too. He was among my picks for possible actor, too, David Carradine, but he didn't do as much as Peter Cushing.
But John Carradine, wow.
Yeah, always.
He was...
From the 40s to the 80s.
Everywhere.
From the 30s to the 80s, I'm sorry.
He was like Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah, basically.
Good luck finding a movie he wasn't in somehow. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, For me, my best supporting actor was Deathbed, The Bed That Eats from last week.
Pretty obscure, but you'll have to look up that movie.
I'm going to champion Deathbed, The Bed That Eats.
Look it up on YouTube. It's on there.
It sure is.
Okay. It's a rugged movie.
That was last week's Slow Robot A Go-Go.
Yeah.
We did this, and this movie was just so weird. I almost put that in there as a goof.
It's on Blu-ray, by the way. It's on Blu-ray.
Why would it have been released? I guess if that's like $6, I'm buying it. If
it probably is on Amazon.
If it's more than $6, then it's not. You're getting ripped off.
It probably is on Amazon, but then you got to add.
Okay,
postage.
Well, Bill, we're winding down. We only have two more. So who is your
supporting actress? Mary Warrenoff, ton of movies, a lot of Corman stuff, a lot of Andy Warhol stuff.
You know my, you know,
yeah,
my
you
heart.
Love her.
Oh yeah, she's right there.
She's great.
And she's so powerful.
She is. She's strong.
Man, when
she comes across a presence, a strong presence in a movie.
I think if her and Pam Grier were on screen yeah. together, the film would actually rip in half.
It would break. It would explode from all the power.
Awesome power. Boy, and she just awesome. My best supporting actress, another twofer. I couldn't break them apart. I have Barbara Payton from Bride of the Gorilla.
Bride of the Gorilla.
If you don't know her story, go look it up.
Go look it up. Wikipedia.
It's tragic. Yeah. It's insane.
And it should be a movie.
You won't believe how beautiful this woman is and how tragically she died.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Tora Santana. Tora Santana. From Bastard, Pussycat, Kill Kill. She is
the Astro Zombie.
She is the exotic, strong-looking, voluptuous one.
And was an early girlfriend of Elvis Presley.
Boom.
There you go.
Boobs. Boobs. There you go. Okay.
And speaking of boobs, cinematographer, the great Russ Meyer. He can make any movie look great. He's a fantastic filmmaker.
He can make any movie look great. And then
especially with
John A. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off. Especially with
boobs.
Boobs. Yes, of course. I'm sorry about that, everyone. And then mine is John Alonzo from The Vanishing Point. Now back to the corner with you, crumpled up piece of paper.
And those were our B-Movie Awards. Watch all these movies and listen to Slow Robot A Go-Go every week.
And join the Facebook page. We have a Slow Robot A Go-Go Facebook page. I've been toying around the idea of making one for this, but I'm really bad with social media. And
you're more like anti-social media.
Yes, I am. And we've missed a ton of movies, but, you know, what can I say? We love the B-movies, and that's where our hearts and minds reside.
Do we have time for music?
We sure don't. That's it. My name is Mal.
Dr. Morbius.
Dr. Morbius. And this has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive. If you're a local band or you're just hearing this, why don't you drop us a line and let us know you want us to play your awesome music. We'll see you all next week, everyone.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.